Go ahead, announce your name and address.
Hi, my name is Al Worth. I live at 525 6th Avenue in Bethlehem.
Go ahead, Al. Hello, are you still there?
I accidentally hit my mute button again. I apologize. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
My apologies. I agree with most of the comments that have been made about the disproportionate scale and impact of this building. I would call people's attention to the fact that the historic district itself is a rather small place, and to sort of jam something that's utterly inappropriate into that very small area, it seems to me to be a very opportunistic and not necessarily what we want to see. I'm especially concerned, as a lot of the speakers have indicated, about how these buildings, or this building that is so large, will loom over the street. But I'm really puzzled by the idea that it can encroach over Graham Place and basically encroach completely on this end of the Greenway also. The building is to the south, and I understand there are other tall buildings nearby, but they don't loom over the Greenway like this particular structure will. And are there air rights questions? I don't even understand how this works. A community I used to live in, you had to purchase air rights over city property in order to, in order to expand your building over it. But it would increase it, from what I can tell just by guessing and looking at the pictures, it would increase the entire size of the building 10%. And by by owning the airspace over the top of Graham Place, is this an already accepted thing? Does the city get reimbursed for those air rights? I mean, it seems to me that this is going out of its way to loom more over the both the New Street corridor and over the Greenway, and I think it will be a real eyesore and a real problem, especially for the sunlight in the south. And that's my comment. And of course, I agree with all of the other critics who think this building is out of scale and are depending on the Historic Commission to protect us from this overreach. Thank you.